Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
No. That's gone too far.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we've got Chad Brown, former NFL All-Pro. He played 15 years in the league.
Man.
Seattle Seahawks linebacker for 8 of those seasons, and he's currently working with Compass Media as a football analyst, and he's very familiar with the Seattle Seahawks, and that's who the 49ers are playing Sunday, so we'll get some perspective from Chad Brown at 1 o'clock.
Are you shocked at all that Geno Smith is no longer in the Seattle?
No. Didn't that trade happen yesterday?
No, I'm just like...
Yeah, it happened a long time ago,
I thought he was a lifer until his career was over there.
Yeah, no, they traded him earlier in the offseason.
I know that. Yeah. They swapped them out.
Oh. Hey, it's Red and Gold Summit time, and it's happening today. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara, Willard and Dibbs, 2-4. Then the Summit, 4-6. Come out and hang with all the hosts. Great food, great place. And your chance to chill with guys at 95.7 The Game and gals. That's Thursday, September 4th, which is, of course, today. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang. And Westfield Valley Fair is the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. It's going to be your game day destination. I just know it. King's Fish House, your new go-to spot. Why the exasperated sigh?
I did something that first time in my Twitter career, Stoney, I blocked somebody. They were being vile. They were coming at me, and I blocked them. I feel
anybody
like
I know
me. No, just some guy out
what
there.
What were they saying?
Oh, just everything.
Was it personal?
Yeah. I have my history and all this stuff.
That's why I was waiting on them in the bushes.
I'm good. And then it got so bad, Bonte was on the thread. Bonte responded because I said some stuff I shouldn't have. What's going on? I said, he can block him. I blocked him.
I got to tell you, I've never
blocked anybody. So, dude, you deserve an award.
Yeah, I've become such a more happy and content person since I got off Twitter. It's just been a breath of fresh air. It really has.
Now, if I believed you believed that, I would do it.
I love every once in a while going to the Twitter page and nothing coming up because I don't have an account right now.
But that's how I get my news.
Okay, good for you. And I get my news in other ways. I actually get my news from credible sources, not from nitwits on the internet making stuff up.
Are you going to Pablo Torre? Dude, he's a star now.
Well, he's been a star.
Well.
He has been. By the way, I can pass along some news right now, basketball-wise. Cam Thomas.
A bucket.
Cam Thomas plays for the Brooklyn Nets, and he is a restricted free agent, just like Jonathan Kuminga. There are four restricted free agents that hadn't been signed. Cam Thomas, Josh Giddey, Jonathan Kuminga, and I always forget the fourth one. Evan, Goo, there's a fourth one. Why can't I think of him? I've got a lot going on. There's a fourth one.
Who'd you name?
Giddey, Thomas, Kuminga.
Grimes.
Yeah. Quentin Grimes. Thank you, Evan. So there are four guys who were restricted free agents. None of them had a contract. But Cam Thomas of the Nets has just picked up his $6 million qualifying offer, which is, he's pretty much in the same position as Jonathan Kuminga, and that would be the equivalent. Well, I don't know if it'd be the equivalent, but that's the decision Jonathan Kuminga may have to make, is whether to take $7.9 million, the qualifying offer.
But your future's yours.
Or they still have a two-year, $45 million contract out there for Kuminga without a player option for years.
If he hasn't taken that, why would he just take it now at the end?
Well,
I got to believe that freedom is a big for Kuminga's, Donnie, just like it is for our guy here. I like, man, that's everything. Play this one out and I'm done.
Well, I mean, the difference. So Cam Thomas picked up his $6 million option. And the reason he did that is because he does want control. So now you got Kuminga. And according to Bobby Marks, Cam Thomas may have left like $3 or $4 million on the table.
Oh,
all right. Kuminga, if he signs a qualifying offer for $8 million, let's just say.
I got you.
He's given up $13 million this year, because the Warriors have a 2 year $45 million deal on the table.
Right.
So October 1st is the deadline. It's now September 4th. One of the four players has picked up their qualifying offer, Cam Thomas, and now the question becomes, is Kuminga going to do the same thing, and essentially ensure that he's on his way out of here?
Yeah. Do you want him to? I think I know your answer because we've talked about it ad nauseum. I want him to remain here.
Well, I think we're getting to the point where he's going to be here. Mm. It's just a matter of under what contract.
Mm. Mm.
Like, I don't think there's going to be a sign and trade deal out there that the Warriors like when there hasn't been a deal out there that the Warriors have liked all summer long. And if he takes that 7.9 qualifying offer, it means the Warriors can't trade him to a team that he does not want to go to.
And I feel that.
And in 1 year, he will be an unrestricted free agent. So I feel like if Kuminga comes back on that qualifying offer, he's gone. At the end of the year, most likely.
I got you. Maybe I wholeheartedly agree.
Maybe at the trading deadline. Mm-hmm. Says restricted free agent Cam Thomas is in a totally different situation. Kuminga has Laker backing him long term.
That's what I've always said.
Does it seem like that? Monty saying the Kuminga talk is so tiring. Man, we haven't done it in about 3 days. I was just giving you the update.
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, I'm giving you the update. One of the restricted free agents has picked up the qualifying offer. We'll see if that moves Kuminga along any further. A couple other quick basketball notes before we get back to football. You see they changed the format of the All-Star Game again?
I was going to use that for what's bugging me tomorrow. Just put a cap in it. What are we doing?
And that means just pull the plug
on it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was my what's bugging me for tomorrow. What are you doing? Just have the damn game and play it. Whatever. Dude, I used to, as a young kid, man, we'd get together. Stani couldn't wait for the All-Star Game. All the jerseys on display. What are they doing? Oh, three teams, shirt skin. What is going on? It is kind of sad with all the smart people that they can't figure it out. Fix the actual game. Make them care.
Well,
make home court advantage in the finals. Make that a part of it.
Oh, God.
They tried to have
Trey Young playing hard so that the Celtics get home court.
But it's better than this crap. Three teams, two. So how many? Stein, stop.
What? It's a joke.
Oh, it is.
I'm not saying it's not a joke.
It's a joke, too, that the powers that be can't fix it. And Steph or LeBron can't fix it.
The reason it can't be fixed is because the players don't want to compete.
Oh, that
and if
that
guys don't want to play in the All-Star game, you can't make them play.
Yeah.
Speaking of competing, did you see what Luka Doncic did to Israel yesterday?
I did not, Evan. What? To give me some numbers.
37, 10, and 9.
Nice.
Skinny Luka still got it.
The team, Israel.
What was the final?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I'm not being smart. Can you watch that?
I think you can.
Yeah, I think
you can watch everything.
Yeah, it's on some Euro. Signe probably has the subscription. Dude,
I don't know what service he has, but for you to get Tulane games, I do think about it. Like, how is he watching it in Oakland? I get it.
There are a lot of games that show up on my TV. By the way, did you so Charles Barkley was on with Bill Simmons. Go Green Wave! On Bill Simmons' podcast. And remember how Draymond Green was talking about the second apron and how it's a hard cap?
Yeah.
Barkley was saying that the reason they put the second apron in is to, prevent super teams because, according to Barkley, go ahead.
Would you like to listen to it?
Yeah, you're the best. Now, that was Evan and I.
No, I'm looking at you because I want to. Evan did.
Yeah, all right. I'm here for you.
You know what? I'd love to hear that, and I think our listeners would, too.
I think they would also.
Yeah, you're right.
This is on the Bill Simmons podcast. Charles Barkley, ladies and gentlemen.
Second apron thing is...
Hey. Hold on.
Second apron thing is...
Hey, cut the bullshit. They ain't got no dumb rules. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad that you asked that question.
Is this a second apron defense?
Yes. Why did they have to come up with bullshit rules, Bill? Because all these guys want to play together and not compete. If I had a dollar for every time I heard the second apron, why did Adam Silver have to put the second apron in? Because LeBron got all his guys together. KD want to go play with the Warriors. I hate when I hear, man, the second apron's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? If y'all stop all wanting to play together, we wouldn't have to make up bogus-ass rules to stop y'all from playing together.
Wow. I got to be honest, Donnie. I've thrown rocks at the second apron, but I've never heard a defense of the second apron like that. And
me neither.
I got to give Chuck some credit there, Donnie, because I hate what... If you want to say LeBron created or what KD did, even though we got two titles out of it, that was Chuck at his best, man.
I think there is something to it.
So it wasn't a Joe Lacob hate fest.
No, I mean, I don't know.
The second apron, because I think.
Yeah, I don't know how much that had to do with it. I'm just saying, the NBA's got a competition problem.
What? But you're talking about a heart issue then.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's is more serious than anything.
Yeah, it's the NBA is really, it's a group of 30 fraternities. And all the fraternities create one brotherhood. And the one brotherhood is the 30 fraternities / teams. And they're all in it together to...
To what?
Help each other out and just be one big group of super highly paid professionals that the number one goal right now is to protect your income rather than compete.
Wow.
And that's a generalization, but I do believe it. I really do. I don't think that the players really, like, I don't know why, but it feels like losing right now. Guys just don't want to deal with it because of social media and the vitriol and the anger. And so I do think we have a competition problem in the NBA.
Stein, I got to give you a compliment. I felt like I was reading a Matt Steinmetz article, and I kept reading because it was good, but good Lord, I'll say this. I know Stephen Dre would kill for number five. I got to be honest. I know LeBron would kill for number five. So are you so sure that you want to – is that where you want to park your car?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not necessarily talking about the superstars. I'm talking about the guys who are making a who are making more money than they should be making because of the league, and they're it's good enough to play in the league because the money is so great. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So, anyway, that's that was Charles Barkley. And what's going on with LeBron, by the way? Sums up.
See, you say GMZ, but I was going to bring that to you and Evan, and I go, nope, because they expect it. But what the hell was he doing in front of E40? And is that going to land him in the bay? Because that's what the headline. Are we talking about two different things?
You're going to have to explain what you're talking about. Right. I'm not familiar with it, but go ahead.
So E40 was performing at a locale, Evan, help me out, that I don't know. And LeBron James is in the crowd. It looked like it was a private event. Obviously, it was a private event. So the song is Tell Me When to Go. And LeBron, obviously, having some drinks, having a good time, is just snotty letting it go. And the caption was, oh, he's on his way to the Bay because the Bay Area artist was performing and LeBron was having a good time. I didn't take it that way, but I thought, oh, I got to bring this to Evan and Steiny, and I'm growing. I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that out. And then you bring it up, so I think you're bringing it up. You might have been talking some about something else, it sounds like.
No.
So a guy can't dance to a song without people reading into his future?
That. Well, the backstory is the flirtation that was this offseason, him coming to the Bay and him not being happy in L.A.
That's,
but I'm with you.
I think a lot of people really like E40.
Yeah, I do.
I think the LeBron to the Warriors is still ongoing. See,
but
quite
what
frankly.
Does that mean,
it's
though?
Been 18
no.
months.
Just stop.
I think it's ongoing. I think the Warriors are probably monitoring the situation. If they think something's going on down in L.A., why not?
Do you think something's going on with them?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what. But something. He's not happy. He's not happy.
And, but, E, you know they're desperate for, you know, material. So when you put that video out, not that it swayed me, it had the caption, like, something is odd with LeBron and the Lakers in L.A., but I just thought it was funny and desperate. Oh, he's E40's there, the Bay Area art. And your boy was dancing like you at that wedding. Remember that? And I was like, hearing Steiny say anything's possible now. Who knows? No, there's no way. The world would shake.
Well, there is a way, but not right now.
And
it
that's
seems
what I mean.
Too difficult to hurdle.
Yeah. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe next offseason.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. He's going to be a free agent. Like,
I know. Only be 50?
I know. I was just thinking of his age.
That's how I looked at it.
What point is past the point of no return? Like, he's already 58 anyways.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know what that's...
Yeah.
What LeBron has.
My man said they have a competition. I know it's football. They have a competition problem. Wow.
Hey, did you see the... This is so vintage. See the video of your guy, Draymond?
No.
You didn't see the video of him and Jimmy Butler?
Were he airballed?
No.
Oh.
They were just finishing up a workout. Butler and Draymond were working out in L.A., and Draymond was in front of the camera saying,
I saw that. We going to get it.
Basically said we're going to win it.
Yeah, I do. But that... He did it a couple years.
He does it every year. It feels like.
I saw him. He tried to floater. The caption said, Draymond working on a floater. And I got excited and it was an air ball. But you couldn't even tell if it was the real Draymond. So that's the stuff I'm trying to, like, I'm on it too much. You are too. You're on IG. You're off of Twitter, but you are on IG.
And if that's what you want to believe, you can.
So you're gonna look at me dead in the face on the day of the summit and say, "Hey, Goo, I'm not on Reels on IG."
Not really, no. Facebook, more probably. I like Facebook
because you're old.
I do. I like Facebook. I love the photos.
That's the least shocking thing we've I love heard today.
Say that. Oh my gosh.
Where else can you keep up with all the people that you couldn't stand when you were a kid?
And anywhere else but Facebook.
It's outdated. It's for the old folks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, Draymond and Jimmy Butler working out together.
Let's go.
Yeah. What do we got? 5 minutes. We got to get back to football on the other side. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Chad Brown, former Seahawk, played 15 years in the league. We got to get you ready for that opener. But I will spend 5 minutes talking about something that you want to talk about, which is the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, man, we need 50. It's incredible, isn't it? But Dan Dibley, he took my joy away from what the Giants are trying to accomplish.
Why?
Here.
What happened?
Because yesterday they were 4 games back of the New York Mets. But they're really 5 because Major League Baseball's done away with that game if you end up in a tie. So they're 5 behind, technically, they're 5 behind the Mets. And now entering the equation is East San Diego Padres. So they're 5 games behind San Diego, but it's really 6. So they played the Rockies, but they played the Rockies before and didn't tear the cover off the ball like they're doing tonight. I mean, like they're doing right now. Steiny, 10 of 11. Again, you're 4 back. What would you like? This is why we watch. Can they pull this off with 22 left? It can easily happen.
I think it's going to be much harder than you think. They don't have a closer right now.
Okay.
They don't have starting pitching depth.
Ray's tired. I think Webb's tired.
There you go. I mean,
scoring 90 runs a game, it feels like. And that's what we were waiting on. But,
they got players getting suspended.
Did he sit that one out yet? No.
No, he had 2 homers yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was, man.
Matt Chapman.
But they're 4 back. 2 over.
Okay.
Where are you at on? Because it can go either way for me. It fluctuates.
Well, either way, we're for what? Like, either way, like they're Evan, good or they're not good? Or they're going to make the playoffs or they're not going to make the playoffs?
If Melvin's job was in jeopardy, what they're doing to me is helping him have that job not in jeopardy. Okay, that's one. Then on the flip side, if I'm Buster, I'm like, huh, okay. 10 of 11, huh? Swept the Cubs. Where was this when we lost 100 out of 101 at home? So when I look at it from that those prisms, I don't know which one is more tangible. So I'll ask you, if you were running a team and they did this right in front of your eyes, would you say, no, my decision's been rendered when we lost 100 out of 101 at home? Or would you be swayed to open up the file and say, oh, maybe I was too quick to come to a conclusion? Either way.
I mean, why would you fire Melvin?
Because why would you fire Melvin?
Well, no, they're not now. They're together. Like, I'm not just saying this. They look like they're together right now.
Gotcha.
Okay, so maybe it takes a year for everybody to get accustomed to everybody else. It also may be a little fool's gold late in the season. The Rockies, and the pressure's off, and maybe that's got something to do with it. But
all valid thoughts, never going to get an answer to if the pressure's off, because now it's back on. You know what I mean? You go play St. Louis, and I know they're out of it, but hey, it's baseball. But now the pressure's back on because they're sitting there four back.
I mean. And you lose, like, the other thing is if you lose two out of three, you're back down to ninth in the National League.
You're right. But if you don't and you keep this up, Steiny.
So they're going to sweep the Cardinals?
No, you're trying to see. That's, you're trying to sucker me out of bed. I'm done betting.
Come on. I think they're going
to. I didn't want to.
You said the Cardinals have given up.
I feel like they have.
Well, then bet me. They're trying to sweep.
After Reg B said that at the party.
Said what?
Taking too many L's on the show.
Yeah.
But he was including knockout. Who cares?
Well, that just makes it even worse.
Stop.
Like the Giants set a record last night with their 17th home run and 17th consecutive game.
The power, man, it is back. It's not LED lights they're using, boy.
Why don't you give Bob Melvin credit?
Oh, and I totally have.
Okay. But you wanted him fired.
Yeah.
And he has galvanized this team.
But if you tell me, like, I can't rob him of that. Something happened, right?
I think.
But if you had a gun to my head, Stoney, honestly, I do feel there's some type of, even Willard and Dibbs were. Dibbs and Willard had a funeral. Can they? They can't come back.
I don't even know what to
we
say.
Can talk about yeah, that
they
on the
had
other,
a funeral
on the other side.
I forgot.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up tonight after the Red and Gold Summit at 7:00, the Valkyries, they take on the Dallas Wings, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pregame starts at 6:30. Coming up at 1:00, Chad Brown will talk some Seahawks with the former Seahawk himself.
And that's what life's about.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.